Gwen O'Looney was elected mayor of Athens in 1991. Just 2 years later, she found out that Athens would be the largest venue outside of Atlanta for the 1996 Olympics. Three events would be held in Athens: volleyball, rhythmic gymnastics, and soccer.
I have to be honest, I am not the kind of person that just gets excited. I am the kind of person that goes, whoa, this is a lot of important planning that we need to do. It's not unusual for any groups that are coming together with a large project and a large budget to negotiate how that works out. And so it was not overnight, but the conclusion was very positive. We ended up with a partnership that, for the first time, the university recognized its infrastructure needs on South Campus. They really wanted to get ready. So that was a great opportunity for us to show them what they needed to do, and for them to say, yes, we'll do that. The other thing was that we had to decide how much money we would allocate and what we would do. And I'm a very kind of thrifty, my husband says I should use the word thrifty, but I'm just very careful about short-term thinking, short-term cost. And I really said from the very beginning that we would spend what we needed to spend, but we would only spend on things that had a legacy that we needed already and that would improve our community for the long term rather than just for a week.
Gwen knew there was a lot to be done, but what was first on the list?
Well, the first thing on the list was to really understand and identify responsibilities and areas that would be affected. The first event was the Olympic flag was on a train, and it went through Georgia to Atlanta, and its stop in Athens was one of the first. So they were really trying to make it a significant event to kind of begin everybody's excitement and to build up to Atlanta.
The Olympic torch also made its way through Athens.
A lot of people forget that. The rules were that no elected official could run. So I didn't have to worry about getting my running shoes on. But it was a wonderful opportunity to recognize so many people in our community. Lee Epting, who is an event planner of the first order, he put these big columns that went down Washington Street toward the Classic Center. And stood on top of them people who had painted their bodies in colors that were in different Olympic poses. And we had flags and banners, and everybody was connected with Atlanta was kind of upset because they did not have the right kind of venue to do that kind of thing. They didn't have the right promenade that we planned. So it was just wonderful. And it was huge. Everyone came out.
That was Gwen O'Looney, who was mayor of Athens during the 1996 Olympics. She sat down with the Athena team to share both the challenges and the joys of hosting Olympic events. Do you have a story you would like to tell about your Olympic experience in Athens? The Athena team wants to hear it. Reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter at Radio Athena, or for more ways to share your story, as well as hear this and other previous segments, you can go to our website, radioathenia.uga.edu. For Athenia, this is Jenny Alpaugh.